Page 84. Text B. MJ, the King of Pop.
When Michael Jackson unexpectedly passed away on June 25, 2009, the world mourned. People all over the globe united and chanted, "We want you back." But people's feelings towards Michael were much more complicated during his lifetime, maybe just as complicated as Michael himself. This conversation took place after watching This Is It, a documentary about the rehearsals for the show that Michael Jackson never got to perform.
I just have one thing to say about it. I didn't like it.
What? Are you crazy?
Well, I didn't. I couldn't stop thinking about how skinny and fragile he looked, like he was going to fall apart.
I loved it, but I'm a serious MJ fan. Did you see his dance moves? Who can move like that at the age of 50? He was still an incredible dancer and singer, just like he was when he was younger.
Well, I don't know. I've always thought he was kind of creepy. He changed his appearance from black to white. He had surgery on his nose so that it fell apart, and on his chin and his lips and God knows where else. Plus, all the rumors, the child molesting and that.
In his defense, we don't know what's true and what's just outright lies. I mean, he was a little odd. Not only were there rumors that he shared a bed with young boys, but also that he slept in an oxygen chamber, and how he, as an adult, still loved merry-go-rounds and acted like a child. And there is the question of whether his children really are his children. The list goes on. Everyone started calling him Jacko because he was a bit wacko.
All the rumors made people forget the superstar he really was.
Who can blame him for becoming a bit strange? He'd been in the spotlight since he was 8 years old, from his time with the Jackson 5.
What do you mean?
Well, he must have had a tough childhood. Michael and his brothers had a father who demanded hard work 24/7. Plus, he was very cruel, often teasing Michael about the way he looked and hitting him with belts and stuff. Maybe that's why he was so self-conscious about the way he looked. Their success definitely didn't come for free. Michael later said he was lonely and sad as a child. Maybe he just tried to make up for the childhood he missed out on when he was older.
That's one explanation, I guess.
I think the reason he became the person he did was the constant spotlight put on him. He couldn't do anything like a normal person. Go to the grocery store, take a walk, go to a restaurant, nothing. And that's the way his life had been since he was a kid. 40 years of never being able to leave your house on your own, wouldn't that drive any one of us insane?
Yeah, he'd been put on a pedestal since he was a kid because of his extraordinary talent.
Well, there's one thing I did like about This Is It. He actually looks happy, especially when the music and dancing grabs him and carries him away.
Mm.
And he does things with his body and voice that most of us can only dream of doing.
Exactly. That's what he should be remembered for. His singing, his dancing, and all the incredible music he gave to the world. Like the songs Bad, or Human Nature, or Man in the Mirror. He's a true phenomenon. I mean, he invented the moonwalk, for God's sakes. We probably won't get to experience anyone else like him in our lifetime.
Did you see his memorial, by the way?
Nope. I missed it.
In his speech, his brother, Marlon Jackson, explained that we don't understand what Michael endured. Then he turned to the sky and said, "Maybe now, Michael, they will leave you alone." Maybe that's just what Michael wanted all along, to be left alone. I can't help wondering whether his incredible talent was a gift or a curse.